This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 169 for Thursday, December 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Thursday morning, testing fresh contract highs as traders react to the latest Statistics Canada production estimates. Canola is up $4 to $7 in the most active months, January up $7.10 at $586.70 per ton. Canola production for the year was pegged at 18.7 million tons by StatsCan this morning. That'd be down from the September estimate of 19.4 million and the smallest crop in 5 years. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil also provided spillover support. However, profit taking at the highs did temper the gains to some extent. Ongoing strength in the Canadian dollar, which remains near its highs for the past year at about 77.5 U.S. cents, also pressured values. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, corn steady, and wheat mostly lower. Soybeans up 8 cents in the January contract at $11.61 per bushel. Chart-based buying was a feature as early losses, as recent losses were deemed overdone, and the market managed to see a bit of a correction. Ideas that rains hitting parts of Brazil and Argentina may miss some of the driest soybean-growing regions were also supportive. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 406,000 tons came in at the lower end of trade expectations, and that did temper the upside. Corn, did find some spillover support from soybeans, but losses in wheat weighed on the other side. Talk that China is in the market buying more U.S. corn did underpin values, but prices are unchanged in early activity. March steady at 4.23¾. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 1.4 million tons were in line with expectations. Wheat futures are lower across the board. Chicago down 4 cents, down 7 cents in the March contract at $5.81 per bushel. Kansas City down 6 cents in the March contract at $5.47 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in March at $5.55 per bushel. Canada's wheat crop was pegged at 35.2 million tons by StatsCan this morning. That was up by about a million tons from the September estimate and well above the 32.7 million tons grown last year. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of about 450,000 tons were in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.